This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. British Prime Minister Theresa May is expected to offer her post-Brexit plan on future ties with the European Union to come to a vote in Parliament January 14. Facing almost certain defeat, she pulled the plan from a December 11 plan vote. Britain is set to leave the EU March 29th. Ms. May also rejecting a second referendum.
Another vote which would do irreparable damage to the integrity of our politics, because it would say to millions who trusted in democracy that our democracy does not deliver. Another vote which would likely leave us no further forward than the last. And another vote which would further divide our country at the very moment we should be working to unite it.
The Prime Minister indicated in her talks last week with EU officials that she received further clarification on aspects of the withdrawal agreement, and her government is seeking further political and legal assurances. Labour opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn lodged a motion of no confidence in Ms. May for not quickly rescheduling a vote on the Brexit deal.
So we're left edging ever closer to the 29th of March deadline without a deal and without even an agreed plan in Cabinet to get a deal. The Prime Minister has cynically run down the clock, trying to manoeuvre Parliament into a choice between two unacceptable outcomes, her deal or no deal.
Parliament remains divided, with factions pressing for various options for future ties with Brussels, exiting with no deal or remaining in the 28-member body. Voters in the Indian Ocean island nation Madagascar head to the polls Wednesday to choose between two former presidents. Andry Rajoelina received 39% of the first round, while Mark Ravalomanan got 35%. Both were banned from running in 2013. Mr. Ravalomanan was first elected in 2002, but was forced to resign 7 years later. Mr. Rajoelina was installed by the army and ruled until 2014. This is VOA News.